yes, welcome to Atlanta Mix Radio. We're broadcasting live out of beautiful Gulfport, Mississippi, on the most beautiful day that I have seen in quite a bit of time, right here in the Gulf of Mexico. You guys are listening to By Candlelight by The Next Level, Mr. Mario Coleman, one of his instrumentals that he has produced over some time. He will be joining us today as we celebrate a National Women's Month. It is so befitting that a brother like Mr. Coleman, Next Level, a.k.a., provides us with this interview with this wonderful woman of courage. I mean, she is a phenomenal woman. And it's just by the grace of God that Dr. Hornbuckle, which is my chiropractor, located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, for the last 3 months had been nursing me back to health. And I kept asking, I said, you know, she was looking great. She was getting better and better looking. I said Dr. Hornbuckle was ugly or anything, but her face was glowing, her hair was looking great. And I just finally asked, I said, what are you drinking in that cup? And she said, fruit grass. And I said, okay. I said, is that a blend? And so she said, no, this is one of my clients who actually makes this. I said, what color are they? He said, black. I said, you're lying. Because, you know, we don't do that in our community. We're not holistic in our approach with things. So I am so proud to have my co-host, Mr. Mario Coleman, who is also a very healthy man. Looking at him, I'm not going to tell his age, but y'all ladies, this brother is fine. And what I'm going to say, I'm going to introduce him to our show. Mr. Coleman, welcome to the show tonight.
How you doing, Karima? It's good to be here.
Oh, wow. And then, you know, we have our woman that we're honoring tonight for National Women's Month online as well, Mrs. Tracy Bassett. Ms. Bassett, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, boy, it's been a wonderful month in March, and it's just so befitting to find someone like you. Mr. Coleman, The Next Level, these are two Geminis online with us tonight, and I want to thank you. So we have like 12. It's actually 12, but
yeah,
okay. We just had a wonderful time in speaking with Mr. Coleman over the years. He's also produced a lot of our work at Atlanta Mix and quite other projects and stuff. And Mr. Coleman, I'm gonna let you go ahead and talk about a little bit about what you do in terms of thinking about women and how it relates to. I just thought it was a great relationship that you are, you know, are very health conscious and that you do things in both a holistic approach and as well as in what you do. And then as we were talking about our interviewee and who we're celebrating at the end of I want to call it Black Woman History Month, but I can't. But it's National History Month because this sister is such a wonderful woman, and she has a great story to tell you all. So everybody, you know, let's powwow and talk about some of the things that's going on and what you think women really should be. But before we do get into all of that, I want to play a couple of tracks that Mr. The Next Level that produces, and he really is a great man. You know, Atlanta Mix Radio is a station for strong women and the men who love us. And I love that because you have to be a brother that really appreciates a strong woman in his corner, just like our President Barack Obama having Michelle Obama. So, you know, this has been a very befitting time for us to have both of you all online tonight. And I want to thank you guys for joining us. and giving us a time of your busy schedules, because I know you Geminis have like 12, 15, 20 things going on at one time. So I understand. Trust me, I really appreciate it.
Well, I'm happy to be here.
Okay. Which one?
All of me.
All of And
all of us are happy
it.
To be here too. We decided, you know, we're gonna go ahead on and give us a break and come on in here and relax and enjoy the show and participate.
Hey, well, so let me just, now that I have my favorite song into the mix, you know, we gonna listen to some of Mario's music. That's one of them. I just kind of refuse to let it go. Over the years, I put it on every radio station I've been on. So that's all I can say about it. But let's just jump into the interview a little bit. Talk to me, Mario, about what you do and how this kind of correlates with what this sister does as well.
My whole concept of physical fitness or the concept of my idea for what I do musically and poetically as far as paying homage to women, which one?
All of it. It's just beautiful just to listen to you talk about exactly why you just fit every woman I've ever known's profile.
Well, I don't know about all of that, you know, because every woman is unique and in and of themselves. So I'm not going to fall into that trap. That's one thing I've learned, you know. What might work for one ain't got nothing to do with the next one. So,
okay.
For me, the most important thing is in nutrition. I could tell you that I started training seriously when I turned 30, and a lot of it had to do with supplementation, holistic applications, a lot of exercising, because I was really deep into that with my martial arts background and everything. And at one point, I used to weigh like about 133 pounds. And I was fit, but I wanted to actually gain more muscle. So my journey was kind of like the opposite of everyone else's. But in doing that, I mean, I really studied a lot about supplementations. And one of the things that I really swear by right now is L-glutamine powder, which is a natural amino acid, one of the main amino acids that exist in the body. I utilize it for everything, for muscle repair, for energy, even, you know, being out here in the South. I done got bit by all kind of tarantulas and rattlesnakes, whatever you call it, and be itching like crazy. I take a teaspoon of that, and it just miraculously heals whatever's ailing me, man. It's just a great supplement, and even for women, it's a great supplement for bone structure and, you know, any woman that's leading an active lifestyle, it's a really, really good supplement. And so, like I said, I used to train with Billy Blanks back in the day, and I was his first black belt when he used to be captain of the United States team long before the Tide Bowl craze. And when he got to California, I was one of the first persons he called, and the whole Tide Bowl thing really happened by accident. He couldn't train people in California the way he used to train us, so we used to do these punching drills to music. And I guess one day he decided to just go ahead on and do that, and that whole thing just took off. You know, and he was the first one to really introduce me into, like, protein drinks and stuff like that. So I just took that and ran with it, started doing my own research and my own training, and got to where you met me. I think I was probably at that point close to, I went from 133, I think the heaviest I've been is 203. You know, and right now I'm more or less going back into leaning out, so I'm probably about like 190 now. And, you know, I'm going to get back into, because I've redesigned my training regimen, so now I've been doing more or less like a lot of calisthenics, and, you know, I've kind of invented some exercises and everything like that. So that's a physical fitness thing in short. But the music thing and my whole objective or my whole vision of paying respect and just paying homage to women is a journey that probably started back with my mother and my aunts and my godmothers. They just really represented strength to me, direction and respect. You know what I'm saying? They loved me tremendously, but they made sure that I did what I needed to do in order to grow up as a man. So a lot of their lessons are instilled in me. So my music, my poetry is just a way of saying thank you to them and to the women that I've encountered that have allowed me to move in the direction I have as I've kind of grown as a man and moved through life. And even still to this day, you know, a lot of women have been instrumental in guiding me and inspiring me. And, you know, it's just an ongoing thing. And I just feel that with today's music, it's just so much disrespect being given to women that I just would like to counter that with what I do, you know. And, you know, some of the gentlemen that I've encountered through our conversations, if that was the direction that they wanted to go, they have been enlightened more through our conversations and through the music or whatever. But the main thing I tell them, the most important thing is to, if you're really serious about understanding women, is to ask them and listen to the answers. You know what I mean? And don't take for granted, like I said, that just because this particular set of circumstances was successful with that woman, it doesn't mean that those certain things will work. The only thing that I would say is consistent about from woman to woman is establishing, you know, honest communication and then learning about her from there. Now, what you learn is totally different from what you, but I would say that would be the common thread is communication. So I'm kind of like encapsulating everything, you know, that about what I am and what I do. This is kind of the short of it, but, you know, when you hear my music, when you hear the lyrics, my energy, everything is really geared toward just kind of creating, like one of my songs, a safe place for a woman to fall or a woman to be comfortable to express herself and to know that, like I said, she's talking to someone who's interested in what she has to say and is willing to, you know, take that knowledge that she's given out of trust and utilize it toward, you know, us building closer bonds and on the professional side, you know, not trying to, and you know this, Karima, because you've seen me deal with women, respecting them for their professionalism and not trying to take it somewhere else because, you know, I'm a man or I just feel like I want to take advantage of. I see them as my equal and sometimes my superior, and I just realized that seeing women and viewing women, that has been very, very helpful for me. So I stand by my creed, and I'm just trying to implement it and grow through it every day through the encounters and the people I meet.
And you know what, Mario, the reason why I wanted everybody to just kind of hear your story and who you are. As we get more into the interview, we're going to take a minute to listen to one of my favorite tracks that Mario has on his The Next Level Back to Intimacy CD is this flower. And let me just kind of point out where we're heading into the show. The woman that I'm going to introduce on as we come back is a phenomenal woman, and her fight, her story moved me almost into tears. And so I just want to direct those who are listening and those who will be listening in to our archive at WMR Radio that we meet women like this very far and in between. And when we come back, we'll be talking in real deep discussion with the CEO of Fruitgrass out of Decatur, Georgia, where it's greater, lawyer, entrepreneur, Gemini, mother, all the things that we do. And so we'll be back in just about a few minutes, and we're going to play this flower, and then we're going to jump back into the real part of the interview. And Mario, you'll be able to jump in because I meant to tell you she's from California too. So we'll just we'll go from there. We'll be right back, y'all.
was informed that even her imperfections are perfect.
This flower with your silky wells, so beautiful with love to me. This flower with your silky wells, so beautiful with love to me.
Truly a masterpiece created by the hands of God. So alluring that one glance leaves you breathless. The second leaves you heartless, because she has stolen every impulse that you will ever experience regarding love, only to give it back to you tenfold with a smile so brilliant it would blind you, so warm it would melt the coldest heart of any whose eyes meet hers. Yeah, this flower eye.
This flower with your silky wells, so beautiful with love to me. This flower with your silky wells, so beautiful with love to me.
This flower displaying vibrant hues of femininity, radiant pastels of passion and sensuality, perfectly blended to such a magnitude that their effects scream through the hollow souls of those who once loved love but have forgotten its name. She serves as their reminder, and in closing, I'd just like to say that just because one flower has been chosen from the garden doesn't mean that the remaining flowers are any less beautiful.
This flower with your silky wells, so beautiful with love to me. This flower with your silky wells, so beautiful with love to me. This flower with your silky wells, so beautiful with love to me. This flower with your silky wells, so beautiful with love to me. This flower with your silky wells, so beautiful with love to me. This flower with your silky wells, so beautiful with love to me.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to WAMR Atlanta Mix Radio. You guys can reach us at 347-857-1046. And I am your host, Karima Ali Bowens, as well. I have online with the CEO, Mrs. Tracy Bassett, of CEO, founder, powerful woman of courage. I want to bring her into the show tonight. Tracy, thank you for being so patient and understanding. I don't know which twin took over during this time period. But I want to thank you. Look, so
all
tell
of
us,
my twins
tell us,
are mellow.
That's good. I'm loving this. I'm loving this.
Yes.
And y'all, that was This Flower by The Next Level, a.k.a. Mario Coleman, because The Next Level is one person. Mario Coleman is another person. So we got him online with us as well. Sister, thank you for taking out your busy schedule. I just want to thank you for what you have been doing over the years, and just doing you. Hey, tell us a little bit about the company, who Fruitgrass is. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, first of all, I want to say thank you for having me. And I think, you know, this is, Mario's music is a real soulful, mellow place to embrace what I offer, and that is wellness, wholeness, and self-preservation, you know, from within, beauty from within, and natural health from within. The Fruitgrass Company is a company that I developed to bring to our community wellness products to help us to live more whole lives from a health standpoint, from a holistic standpoint. And it offers natural energy, but more importantly, it is a product that allows a person to jumpstart into a healthier lifestyle. And I developed the product as a result of my own wellness journey. You know, we all ultimately, if you live long enough, something's going to affect you. And in my own case, you know, I'm a breast cancer survivor. And so Fruitgrass is something that I developed to be able to share with others because it's a concoction that I personally use in my own wellness journey, and it works so well for me that I've been compelled to try to share it with others. You know, not only people who are sick, but hopefully before illness befalls you, you know, so that we can live more fruitful lives. It's a green drink, and you know, it takes some people who aren't introduced to green drinks a little bit of a learning curve, but it's tasty, and it works. So the benefits show up, which make it easy to receive. But it is something that I'm really passionate about sharing with, you know, the diaspora, my people in particular, women as well as men.
Yeah, I love. Let's just get a little bit into why you are a lawyer, right? You are.
I'm a lawyer by trade. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Don't hold it against me.
So, you know, that's that other twin. That's that other twin. That other twin can be an inventor on one side, a lawyer on the other, a mom going to the rescue of her child. How is your son? Is he okay?
Oh, he is. Thank you so much for asking. He was in a minor accident. He may have totaled his car, but he's okay, and that's the most important thing.
Well, the good thing about it is, and the bad thing for the other person is, a lawyer showed up, and it wasn't because he was chasing ambulance. I'm the mama.
Well, you know, I wear many hats, but, you know, I wear that hat well as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I just love the fact that what you said and what Mario said a moment ago was that you are both you and him. That journey that you both took was to deal with your inner health, your inner being. You know, the Fruitgrass Company. You know, Mario has been Mario's like a part of the family. Not like he is the man of the family. He's my mother's favorite. You know, and between him and her, you know, they're the holistic part of our family. But Mario, she said something that was so profound in terms of your music fitting where she is, and as a breast cancer survivor, and being able to have inner health and beauty. How does that, you know, how you guys were talking about that. I mean, that relation to your music and to what you know, this flower is just almost, it just kind of correlates as a metaphoric level for you all to share. Where, you know, we talked about harmonic vibrations, things like that. We did a whole bunch of stuff. How does that fit in the healing process of what you're talking about? Is a woman going through breast cancer and as a man being able to embrace that part, knowing there's things that take place in that change? How does that relate to what you're doing in your musical portion of that?
Well, when we talk about when we talk about journeys, when we talk about healing, it all involves, you know, a certain degree of a certain philosophy, a certain type of energy, you know, that is relevant to the healing process. You know, there are different supplementations that we can take, but one of the most important things, too, that I believe is, you know, how we feel about ourselves internally, you know, how are we on the inside with how we, you know, our emotions, our thought processes, all of those things are relevant to our well-being. And also, and, you know, with my music, it comes from a pure place. I mean, I've meditated about it. I've read up on it. So it's about me, you know, finding a pure center and being able to transmute it into my music, but also being able to visualize it, to relive it in the way as my life philosophy changed. You know, my music is, I attempt to have my music be reflective of my life philosophy. And when we talk about health, you know, supplementation, the fruit grass drink, these are things that need to be implemented into our daily. They don't need to be just something that you're drinking, because I'm getting ready to go on a cruise and I need to get down to this dress size. It needs to be something that is a part of our life philosophy, because as we grow, you know what I mean, like she said, we encounter certain challenges in our body. And if we are taking the necessary supplements that we need, you know, we have a better chance of, as opposed to getting on medication, because you can listen to these. I've actually sat and listened to some of these medicine commercials and counted, like the first couple of seconds is about the commercial. If you really listen, the rest is side effects. You know, I mean, I've counted like 20-something side effects, everything from suicide to, you know what I mean, it's crazy. But these are unnatural things. These are chemicals that don't coincide with the body being able to take it in, digest it, and then send it out to the body to heal. So, you know, musically, I just believe that it's about creating that atmosphere of relaxation to be able to connect with yourself, with the universe, and then pull that energy back in, because it's all about understanding, you know, the harmonic frequencies that are out here and the energy, and understanding what's negative and what's positive, and internalizing it. And the other thing, and then I'm going to shut up, is that we are, as a community, as a people, a lot of us have accepted illness and medication as a rite of passage, and we have to really remove that thinking from our psyches, because it's not a rite of passage. If we understand how our bodies work and the philosophy of supplementation, we can realize that we can maintain a healthy outlook, how we eat and all of these things, and realize that we're not getting older. We're evolving in our thinking and our wisdom, and all these other things can increase with that. And through all of these things, we can just become deeper, more expanded beings in our consciousness and in our ability to see the world and be able to navigate through this thing in the short period of time that we have. So we need to be cognizant and realize it was one thing, is that our bodies is the greatest gift that God has given to us. This is the first temple. Now, this is just my thing, okay? And I feel that we need to honor this temple as much as we do any outside building or whatever. This is our first gift. This is the gift that God has given us, and we need to pay homage to it by taking care of it.
Tracy, I'm just going to ask you, just to kind of echo into that, that one of the questions was the fine about, and he hit on that just a moment ago, preservation. You said to me, you said, Karima, as we get older, we have to put good things in order to get good things out.
Absolutely.
And he just,
I mean,
pretty much said the same thing. What does that, what does that mean in your
Well, you know, I mean, as he said, we are what we eat. And as we grow older, our body confirms that for us, you know. And we're under attack every day. Our bodies are under attack from the inside, from, you know, the processed foods, alcoholic beverages, even the air we breathe, you know. From the outside, there's pollution and toxins in the cleaning products we use and chemicals all around us. And all of those things really do wreak havoc on our health. You know, so they cause us to age prematurely and, you know, get sick and sluggish. And ultimately, they can lead to cancer, liver, and heart disease. And so if you're not putting something good in every day to combat those assaults on your health, and just on your body and its ability to get you up and going every day and do all of the things on your list of things to do, then it's going to show up. And self-preservation to me is heading that off at the pass as much as you can. You know, I mean, we will all age, but God has put here on this earth, in every culture, food yields that are naturally growing and that cultures have used centuries to stay healthy, get healthy, and live long, healthy lives. And what pharmaceutical companies have done of taking that notion and in a laboratory try to recreate nature has already provided to us, you know, and as he mentioned, there's side effects to all of that. But if you go back to nature, you can, you know, use those yields to stay healthy. And so what I've done is developing the blend that is now fruit grass is to pull those yields from cultures around the world. You know, and many of the ingredients are things that a lot of people are familiar with. You know, we're now the Western culture is, you know, using them and recognizing their benefit. But, you know, many people are familiar with noni fruit, acai berries, pomegranate, we all know, you know, and now it's touted as how important it is in staying healthy, in fighting, you know, in providing antioxidants and fighting some of these, you know, toxins that are in our environment. So what I try to do from a self-preservation standpoint is, again, pull those things together in one blend, because you can't walk in the store and get these things. They're not grown in our backyard. They may, some of the ingredients are from India. Some of the ingredients are from China. Acai berries are from Brazil. And pull those all together into one powerful blend. So wherever you are, you can have something at your disposal to, as I said, put something good in every day in order to combat all of the unhealthy practices that, you know, that sometimes we engage in on our own, but even the things that we can't control. And that helps preserve you. And that's why, in many senses, it's called anti-aging, because it's the aging process that allows us to become ill, but there's many other things as well, you know. So I'm 100% about being here, and self-preservation is what helps that happen.
So when Mario, when you talked about some of the healing processes that take place and some even the things that you experience.
Right.
And I'm gonna put this out here. I'm a Virgo. I'm just gonna do this. I'm sorry, I'm getting off the script. But Geminis age differently. Because, I mean, y'all look young at all times. I just think, maybe because, you know, you got all these people running around, but both of you all, I'm not sharing nobody's ages, but if you guys go to WAMRradio.com or Atlanta Mix Radio, if you tune into this show here, you'll see pictures of these people. They look like they're 36. I ain't gonna say how old they are. All I'm saying is that I've never really met a Gemini that really do not, and I know we shouldn't talk about Geminis and signs, but it's a truth. Consciously, youth, and it's just youth and being a part of health and preservation is a part of your DNA, which leads me to this next question, Tracy, is that your grandmother battled this deadly disease as well, and you made a decision to do what?
Well, when that occurred, I was actually very young, and that was before breast cancer was the epidemic that it is today. But it led me to say to myself then and to follow that until I got grown, to say that if I got cancer, I would have cancer, but it would not have me. And one of the ways that I would approach it would be to approach my recovery and just dealing with the disease, not only medically, because there's been a lot of money and time and intelligence, you know, aimed at battling and learning how to battle cancer, but also naturally, because, again, I, as a believer, I recognize that God put things on the earth that to keep us healthy. And so that I knew I would incorporate as part of my recovery. And it, unfortunately, it just turned out that I had to actually put that into action, you know, and that is what led me to developing fruit grasses, because when I was diagnosed, my second thing to do was to get active and identifying natural products that would help me to get through that process, to get the toxins out of my system, to revitalize myself, and to remain healthy. Because, I mean, the process of dealing with most cancers, and particularly breast cancer, and in my case, certainly was putting toxins into your body. Chemotherapy is exactly what it is, chemical therapy. And you want it, if it goes in, you want it to do its good, but you also want to, after it does its good, you want to get it out of your system. And so that was something that I really actively worked toward. And I used a lot of different ingredients. I researched, I'm as a lawyer, as you mentioned, I mean, I'm a researcher by either nature or trade. And I tried a lot of things. I went to Chinese herbalist. That didn't work out. You know, I researched a lot of superfoods and tried many things, and all of those led me to develop the product that I have today, because it was like water to a wilted flower. When I would ingest it after having chemo and working to recover and get it out of my system and so forth after each session, it was so effective that, you know, even my doctor was like, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it, you know. And so I did, and I continue to.
That is true. That, you know what, that is, I'm like, me being who I am, I'm like, why am I paying you? But I am trying to.
This goes out to all my black jewels.
This is the show.
We love you.
Mario track, Black Jewel. And we'll be right back in a couple minutes, you guys. So just sit back and hold back.
Braided or in dreads, don't you ever drop your head. Let it be raised to the clouds, which is its rightful place. And let nothing less than a look of pride decorate your beautiful black face. Black jewel, created in endless shades of colors and hues. When God created the rainbow, he must have been inspired by you.
Black jewel is to
welcome to back to Atlanta Mix Radio, WAMR Atlanta Mix. We are broadcasting live out of a beautiful Gulfport, Mississippi, right on the shores of the Gulf of Mexico. Now, for those who do not understand what that feels like, what that seems like, what that means, is that it's beautiful down here. And for those who are getting weather, for my brother and sister in North Dakota that sent me pictures of a snowstorm, I'm sorry. that is not a place for our kind to be. So, and that leads me to our conversation. I want to welcome back Mario Coleman, The Next Level. You guys have been listening to his CD, some of his tracks, Black Jewel. I got one that's so hot I don't even want to talk about it. I just got to play it. That's all I'm going to do when we get to that point. And this flower. But Mario, as a man, you know, right. women go through such a transformation. You know, we just go through it. I just, that's I'm at that age now that I'm just going through it. You talk about, you know, Black Jewel, you know, the words that allowed me to have like a, you know, a time in my life that when I came to Tennessee, that, you know, I had a sinus infection. You know, my eyes started watering, and I didn't know what was going on. You know, it was not a dry eye in the place, because even the men embodied the presence of what a woman really, really means. I mean, but, and you can echo into this as well, Tracy. When we are going through even an extra burden, and this is off the track for a second, with breast cancer, this just really adds to the trump card. Like, okay, you know, I done did this, and I'm on the menopause, I got hot flashes, I can't deal with all this. Then I got something else to deal with. As a man, you know, you talked to me about that, Mario. How should men approach a wife, a mother, a cousin, a sister who could be in this position? And we look at our sexuality in a way that dominates, you know, our confidence. Our confidence, you know, for me, I'm not trying to be funny, but I landed, you know, we have another business. I landed a contract at Hartsfield Airport because I got these big girls sitting on my chest. I set them right on the table. And they was like, oh, we want to work with you. I said, well, thank you kindly. You know, what should a man embody inside themselves to, you know, say that I love you, as you say, I'm here for you, when this disease strikes a woman, a Black woman, where, you know, on the outer, we, you know, that is who we are on one side. And Tracy, I know we need to talk about the inner. But I just want to know, from a man's standpoint, shouldn't you all think of us a little bit different in terms of surface? What do you think about that, Mario?
Are you talking about being judgmental visually?
Yeah, you know how y'all are.
Well,
just like you said,
We should be really fortunate that two things. We should, one, kind of like take the lead of how women are non-judgmental, because a lot of times they get with us and we'll start getting fat and this, that, and the other and get diseases and everything, and they stick by us. So, I mean, you know, it's just leading by example. You know, I've rarely heard a woman say, well, you know, my husband getting fat now, I'm going to have to divorce him, or I'm just out. You know what I mean? So they're not as judgmental as we are. And I just think that, you know, and I get with a lot of guys or whatever, you know, they're I want a woman to look like this and I want a woman to look like that. And they don't even look like what they want in a woman, you know. And for me, I try to say that I would like to be reflective of the things that I look for in a woman. If I say I want a woman that's in shape or that's fit, then I need to be that. You know what I mean? But then also, you know, in loving her and realizing that, you know, nobody here is perfect, I just think that we need to loosen up a little bit and just be a little bit more realistic about these unrealistic expectations that we can't even meet, that we put on others. You know what I mean? So if we just look at the fact that we're just kind of being unrealistic about certain things and just sit back and I guess equate what it is to be alone and to be by yourself and be blaming everybody but you for the relationship mishap, you know, I think life will be a little bit more easier, because like I said, the demands that some guys put on women are demands that they can't even meet, you know, and then chasing after these younger women and different things like that. then they're lying to themselves, pretty much. You know, that those situations don't work out. They work out long as you got money, but when you run out of money, then, you know, you run out of the young girls, you know what I mean? So it's just really about looking at the situation objectively and being totally realistic. Does that happen? No, but I think if you love someone, you know, it's an opportunity to be able to, I guess the best thing I could say is to be able to put yourself in their position. You know, I mean, I've dealt with women going through, you know, menopause and different things like that. And, you know, for me, it was about just understanding them more. And then, you know, just what was more important, being with someone you love or, you know, these little idiosyncrasies that you feel that if they're important enough to you, then, you know, then maybe you do have to move on. But it just allows you to question yourself and hopefully utilize some of the wisdom that, you know, God has given us as we move through life to be able to assess situations a little bit differently and more realistically, you know. But like I said, every situation is different. But I think when women see that, some women, that you are trying to communicate and trying to understand, you know, it works out a whole lot better. And it'll just, your life is just a lot more better. I just think that, you know, wisdom is a blessing for those who seek it. You know what I mean? And it can open your eyes and just really be blessed. I mean, it can and bless you. So, yeah. I can only speak for me, you know. Like I said, the situation out here is kind of broken right now. But you know, there's some brothers that are trying to understand and trying to navigate through this thing with a little bit more common sense and wisdom. So, I mean, that's it. I can't, you know, I'm not a woman, so I just try to get as close as I can from a man's perspective to try to understand, you know, where she's going. I guess the most important thing is being comfortable enough to have an open dialogue about things and just kind of seeing from there where you should go and what your options are.
Mm-hmm.
Tracy, I just want to kind of echo in. I mean, I'm just trying to make sure that, you know, we don't get in contempt of court or anything. I know we got some things set up. Tracy know what I'm talking about, right? What, you know, I mean, I'm going to jump off just for a second. Just out of, you know, we talk about, you know, all these segues, what he's discussing. And, you know, you said to me that, you know, Karima, I am, and I know everybody's professional online, and we're, you know, we're trying to, you know, keep our image and all that. But we do not have the ability to be always correct. You know, I like the way Mario put it. You know, the brothers are looking like, ooh, I got this money, I got this young girl. She got, you know, all the things, blah, blah, blah. But in the same token, he also talked about love. He talked about self-love. You know, as a man, that you know, there's just been in transition through a whole bunch of stuff. I'm gonna be kind about that, but the fruit grass is a product, not just a product. And I know you asked me, so what do you mean about that? Fruit grass. I looked at one of the testimonies, and I thought that was so overwhelming. It was like having a hug in the morning. Fruit grass. One of the people that on their testimony said it is like having a hug in the morning, being mm-hmm. able to be held and loved in a place of love, staying in that place of love, allowing you to be after that situation takes place and things, you know, things go awry and, you know, an individual that you might thought that should have been there for you wasn't there. But I'm not saying y'all ladies. I'm not saying fruit grass displaces or, you know, allows, you know, to be taken away from the love of a person that loves you and hugs you. But you know, spiritually, you brought something to our community, and I mean it wholeheartedly, the black community,
mm-hmm.
that when sisters know that it's all right, it's okay. That's what I meant by question
mm-hmm.
three and I. What do you mean?
Well,
I mean that you brought something that allowed the sisters to say, it's okay, I'm all right.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that I think that particular person meant, and I think we all embrace, is that we love on ourselves, but oftentimes, and just like Mario said, some things are broken in our community in some respects, and we tend, as a part of that, some of the ways in which we love on ourselves are very superficial. Very external. You know, the only thing, for example, or the major thing marketed toward black women for the last 10 or 20 years has been hair related. And even though we love on ourselves because we, in that sense, because we want to be beautiful, and so we've embraced, you know, hair as an expression of that beauty, that's really superficial, because you can be diseased or broken down inside, or your heart can be broken, and, you know, and what about the rest of us? You know, what about the rest of the person that you are, the essence of who you are? And so what I think that sister who said it's like a hug in the morning is saying, that I'm loving on myself. I'm taking good care of myself, the essence of who I am, because I'm not my hair. I'm not my nails. You know, I'm not those external, superficial things. I'm my soul. I'm my health, because your health is your greatest asset, which you don't even come to realize until it's challenged. Because if you don't have your health, nothing else really matters. No matter how much money you have, no matter how big of a house you have, what kind of car you drive, none of that. You can't even take care of the other people who you love in your life unless you have good health to be able to focus on other things. So our health is one of our greatest assets. So when you are putting that first, you are loving on yourself. And it's the greatest kind of love. What do they say? The greatest love of all, other than love of, you know, your family and, you know, your mate or what have you. But that is, I think, so important, because it's different than the way in which we've moved forward in what is loving ourselves, even what's beautiful. You know, and when we, and I think it's kind of a more holistic approach, because it helps you. When you love yourself, you can love others, and others will love you, you know. So, you know, it's, I think, ties into what Mario is saying, in that we give of ourselves and we get love from others. But it really needs to go deeper than that. I mean, we all need to get deeper in respecting one another and respecting ourselves.
So let me ask the formatted part that allows us to kind of just direct this interview. And I want everybody to know that we are sitting in three different states. I'm in Gulfport, Mississippi. Mrs. Tracy Bassett is in Metro Atlanta. Mario is in Metro Nashville, Tennessee. And I want to thank everybody for listening in and sharing with us some of the things. You guys can call in at 347-857-1046. We're talking with both the Next Level. This brother is, I mean, I don't even know why they ain't tried to assassinate you, Mario, because you just giving it all up tonight. You just giving it out there. You know, I love what you do. I mean, you speak truth, and they need to listen. You know, and
well, I'm just
we're speaking
absolutely, yeah.
No, I mean, you know, I just, because I realize, you know, in my meditations and everything, you know, you have to have a certain degree of humility to maintain some type of, because I believe, like, intelligence and wisdom are, you know, are about maintaining a certain degree of rapport and integrity with the Creator so you can still stay on the same frequency and get this information, because some of these things I have no idea what I'm going to say until I'm asked, you know what I mean, and it's, I can reflect back on things, but you know, it's really about the connection to the Creator and honoring, you know, that entity, because through that entity, God, Jesus, whatever the people want to call it, BMW, Volkswagen, you know, it, as long as you maintain that frequency, you know what I mean, that the knowledge comes through, you know what I mean, because that's what you're looking for. Just like if you get sidetracked and it becomes something else, then that's what you wind up looking for. So I really just try to stay on a level and a place that honors, you know, the philosophy of love, which is the philosophy of the Creator, so I can, you know what I'm saying, just be in that place of enrichment at all times, mentally and spiritually.
Mm, that's beautiful.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. Come on, Karima. Yeah, all
right. Oh, Lord.
Okay, listen, let me
all
say
I'm
this.
Say is, wait. Nah. Go ahead.
No. I want to elaborate. Just one thing. Listen. No, actually, it's getting back to the essence of fruit grass and supplementation. I want to give you all an example and think about it. The body is a natural healing mechanism. Like, for instance, say you cut yourself. Your body mm-hmm. knows that you're injured, all right, and it sends the necessary nutrients and vitamins to that particular part of your body in order to heal it. You know, now as time goes on and, you know, with women, they'll have this, you know, cycles and different things like that. Having a kid, you know, building a life inside of you takes a lot out of you. You know, I mean, I've never been pregnant, but I'm just saying. You know, and then like our stresses and different things like that that we go through depletes our nutrient pool. So when we do supplementation and different, like, nutrients or whatever, these things replenish our nutrient pools, which our nutrient pools are basically made out of vitamins and amino acids and different things, and all these natural elements that are good for us supply us with certain vitamins that we need to maintain that harmonic balance in our body so it can continue to heal us. It can continue to, because the other thing too is, like, when our nutrient pools start to deplete, the aging process becomes, that's what the aging process is, because our body starts feeding on the muscle because it doesn't have the nutrients to feed on it and still maintain, you know what I mean, its vitality and different things like that. So it's imperative for us to be able to supplement our bodies to keep it recharged, to keep it at working at optimal level, you know, and in the physical sense, you always want to say what's called an anabolic state. That's kind of on a weightlifting thing where your body mm-hmm. has the necessary nutrients and vitamins to, like I said, maintain, you know, optimal health, you know. So that's what I just wanted to touch on, the importance of understanding, you know, replenishing our nutrient pool so our bodies can function at an optimal rate at all times. So that's that. I didn't want to, you know.
Well, no, we good. No, Tracy, you know, I ain't got nothing to say. What I'm gonna say is,
Did you say you didn't know he was going to get deep, huh?
Oh no, no! This is my brother. This is mm-hmm. where my training started years ago. I've been something in process, but I will say this much: we're gonna take like a minute. Now I know we did Black Jewel. You're beautiful, right? We did with You're Beautiful. This
right.
flower. Yeah. This flower is what y'all. Have we did this flower yet? This flower.
We did that.
Mm-hmm. But I want to do the. How do you say this? He came up with. I don't even understand that. How do you come up with that? Ella Sexy.
Well, sometimes, you know, I just get signals from wherever. You know, the universe just comes into me. And so I was like. Elegant. I was thinking about, you know, somebody, whatever, and then I was just like, she's elegant and sexy. So Ella Sexigan. So it's a combination of those two words. But, you know, when you hear the song, of course I go deeper into it by explaining, you know, what the whole concept means, what those words combined mean to me on a deeper level, you know. And then I think elegant is, you know, elegant is almost comes from, you know, elegant is the projection of inner self. You know, you can take a woman, like say who doesn't have class, and you can put her in any, and I don't care how expensive the clothes are, and a man, and it's something about them. Okay, well they got the clothes on, but it ain't working. You know what
there
I mean?
There we go. We're gonna
because they
today.
Don't have that elegance. You know, they don't have that thing that is projected. You know, you can just sit and be elegant. You ain't got to be half-naked moving around or whatever, because elegance, like I said, is projection.
This goes out to all my Black Jewels.
I think that's the whole song.
This goes out to all...
I'm so sorry. I mean it. Hey, y'all, we're going to...
like I was saying, elegant and sexy is a serious combination. Good for the soul, good for the imagination. Her feminine swag is so on point and strong. Man, I had to just sit on down here and write my girl a song. Yeah, hella sex can be.
Welcome back to WAMR Atlanta Mix Radio. You guys can contact us at 347-857-1046. WAMR is a digital broadcasting network member of the Digital Broadcasting Association, as well as Atlanta Mix Radio. We're broadcasting live out of Gulfport, Mississippi, celebrating the very end, but the very beginning of the new Atlanta Hot Mix Radio, coming out of Gulfport, Mississippi, on the beautiful coast. Now, again, I'm going to just give a shout out to my brother and my sister, the maybe one or two black people that live in Jamestown, North Dakota, sending me pictures of snow. I don't understand what that looked like at this stage, but I want to welcome everybody back to the Atlanta Mix Radio show, and I have one of the most fiercest people on the planet. Actually, I have 12 people online. We got two Geminis. We got Tracy Bassette from Fruitgrass Corporation Company out of Decatur, Georgia, and we have The Next Level, which you just heard. I mean, it's called Ella Sexy, I believe.
Ella Sex Again. Just say
Ella
Sex
Ella
Again.
Sex Again.
Sex Again.
That means, that's it now.
I like that.
As we... I just thought I'd just throw that on up in there for a second. But ladies and gentlemen, we are having a round table discussion, interviews, as we get into the late hours of the 10 o'clock hour here in Gulfport, 11 o'clock hour there in Atlanta. Sister Tracy, you are a phenomenal woman. Yeah, just allowing us to be able to understand who you are, what you're doing. I'm going to get into this for just a quick second. You have a target market. What is that target market for you?
Well, not to exclude anyone, but I'm most passionate about reaching out to, you know, the black community, you know, women as well as men. I'm fortunate to have, you know, a growing customer base among men, but also specifically just my sisters, because we so often, just because of the role we play in our community and in society, we end up putting ourselves last much too often. You know, we take care of our husbands or our mates. We take care of our children. You know, we're active in community and church. You know, we work and we're cleaning the house. We're taking care of everything and everybody. And too often, all of that comes before we even get to the top of the list. And it's a circumstance that's unfortunate, because they need us and we need to be able to be there to continue to serve all those roles. And so my objective is to reach black women and introduce them to what I offer. If you don't use Fruitgrass, I always say use something to take better care of oneself, to maintain your health, and to, you know, my goal is to help you to, you know, have all you need to get through the day, all the energy you need, all the fortitude, all the vitality, all of the health and wellness naturally, so that you can be all things to all people, because that's the role that we have come to be and come to play in our families and in our society. So they are a very important part of my target audience.
And I think that goes back to your conversation, Mario, when you were out in California with Arthur Blanks, and, you know, just carving out what we look at now. I mean, that was phenomenal to be able to hit upon, you know, the same thing that Tracy said was do something. I mean, our community has always been the last to embrace health, sustainability. And you said that very early into the show that, you know, what you started to realize is that you and Arthur was a part of, you know, changing, a lifestyle change for our community back then. And I'm not saying how far back, because I'm not trying to get your age, but in the same token, you know, you have given us a platform as a man, as a person that's embodied fitness and you know, the harmonic vibrations and being able to attract healing, self-healing remedies inside ourselves to give us the tools. I want to say the word tools as women to go into battle, because just like Tracy said, I mean, we put ourselves in just like the third, fourth place on the list. You know, we do the family, you know, if we're married, our mate, our husbands, our children, our church, you know, our employment, and then us. And then we, you know, just like the testimony said, you know, fruit grass is the hug in the morning time. We forget about that hug. And we, you know, what you have said is, ladies, embrace yourselves, have that self-love, embody who you are, no matter what we do in what you do and what your music says. Don't give up on us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you say don't give up on us. No, don't give up on us. We gonna get it, y'all. Just don't do that. You know, I mean, it's such a correlation of the spiritual and the inner self. And that's the, you know, I want to get into that last question. That's what I meant, Tracy, that this fruit grass is, it's not even, it's a lifestyle. It's not just business for you. It's a lifestyle. You live this. You work this. You walk this. I'm just going to put your business out. You said, look, I'm the baby of the family. Everybody call me. Why y'all was calling on me, Karima? I can't even tell you when my time going to end. But because they see you embellishing the lifestyle in which they know Tracy going to be there for us. They don't care about it. Just like Mario. I said, Mario, when did I call you? I said, you need to do the show with me.
When,
like,
don't you call me?
I need it now. He was like, okay. Because we know that we can depend on people like you all, because you embellished a lifestyle that I am going to keep myself in a place. And you've always said, you said, Karima, as the person that's part of this family, you always need to keep yourself in a place where you can be the type of woman that if you're looking for this type of person, you need to be that type of person, because you can't attract that type of person until you do that. So that's where I'm at with that.
Yeah.
Let me say something right quick, too, about I want to just tell everybody out there, you know, for all those who have somebody that they can call whenever they got a problem, and, you know, we'll listen. Will y'all please just call us one day and just ask us how we doing, and just listen to what we got to say instead of just waiting for y'all turn to talk. You know, I'm just saying. You know, it'd be nice for somebody, just, instead of calling us, hey, how you doing, and then just dumping all your problems on us. Sometimes we would like to have somebody just ask us how our day is going and just let us tell y'all something about how we feel. Sometimes, bleed. Once or twice, we greatly appreciate.
We got to go.
That sounds personal. Sounds like you know what you're talking about.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, I do that.
No,
I do
no,
that.
No, I just come from conversations of you know, from different, because I do, and I probably should have found a safe place to fall, which was basically out of a conversation that I had with a friend of mine who was like, everybody calls her to tell her, you know, for advice, this, that, and the other, and, you know, nobody never asks her how she doing. I mean, they really want to know. It's like you call the person and you ask them, but you're really just waiting for your turn to just dump all your stuff on them, you know. And so she could just call me and just cry on, just fall apart and just be like, and I just would listen, and she'd be like, thank you, Mario. I just needed, you know, I didn't need no advice. I just needed somebody I could call and just, fall down, cry, just nose running, everything, and just, you know, not be judged. Thank you for that, and I'm good to go now. So I'm just telling
y'all. Now, we're going to have to get out of here. We got about 3 minutes left in the show. Mario, you working on some stuff, man. How do some of these ladies get, you know, get into some of your music? How's the best way to contact you in terms of your music and all that? Because you're on Amazon, CD Baby. What we need to do? Because they can go to Atlantic Radio. Y'all can click on that brother flashing across the screen and you'll see everything. He's got an archive drop down. So how do people get in contact with you, man?
That's, you know, that's probably a good way. You check me out on my website, backtointimacy.com. And I'm on Mario Coleman at Facebook.com. And, you know, all my music is there, but I'm also available at cdbaby.com. You can type in the next level. That's THENXTLEVEL. That's how I spell it. Amazon.com, I think, is, you have to type in Sensual Whispers. And, no, the next level also there. And then on iTunes, you have to type in Sensual Whispers, but I'm getting ready to really get it out on Google, where you can just type in, not Sensual Whispers, but Back to Intimacy, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to have it where you can type in Back to Intimacy, and it'll pretty much take you where you need to go as far as being able to pick up, you know, the CD. But those are pretty much the places where you can find my music. And then I did bring my Blog Talk Radio show back on the air, you know, but it's kind of a combination of, you know, poetry and music. We opened it up. We did a show on sensual energy last week, and that's on Blog Talk Radio every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. And we just want to, like I said, broaden the horizons and get into more open forms where men just need to, just kind of men developing more of an open dialogue with women so we can understand where they are.
Right.
And that's basically asking them the questions and shutting up and listening to the answers. Okay, go ahead.
All right, this is the answer. Hush for a second. Tracy, how do we get in contact with you as well?
Well, you can learn more about fruitgrass and its ingredients and benefits online at fruitgrass.com, just as it sounds. It says grass because it has a little wheat grass in it, and that's what makes it green. But and then my email is Tracy, T-R-A-C-E-Y, at fruitgrass.com. And, again, it's just as it sounds, one word, F-R-U-I-T-G-R-A-S-S. Simple
and
natural.
There you go. That's we need to spell it out for our folks. Y'all, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to this show. I'm thinking about being able to talk these two back into another show, so let's just see how it all works. I want to thank everybody for tuning in for WAMR Atlanta Mix Radio. Tracy, Mario, thank y'all so much, and God bless.
Thank you, Karima. Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed talking with you all tonight. And Mario, love you, music.
Thank you. All right. Bye.